Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, January 8. Coming up, review of education regulations far advanced. National Works Agency urges caution along roadways affected by recent heavy rains, and Office of the Public Defender opens regional branch in Montego Bay. The news in detail after the break.
High school students, enter the Access to Information National High School Essay Competition. Write an essay on the topic ATI Law Balances Rights and Promotes Responsible Access to Information, or how can members of the public use the ATI Act to help bring about transformation in the society. Win great cash prizes. Essay must be 1600 to 1800 words. Send entries to Access to Information Unit, 5 to 9 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, or call 968-3166. Deadline January 31st, 2018.
Now the news. Education Minister Senator Roel Reed has expressed the desire for an amicable and speedy resolution to the ongoing wage negotiations between the government and the Jamaica Teachers Association. In his back-to-school message for the start of the new academic term, Senator Reed said the government values and respects the nation's teachers and is working to achieve common ground with the negotiating parties.
We value and respect our teachers and wish for an amicable and speedy settlement to these negotiations that is satisfactory to all parties. We advocate for mutual respect and wish to avoid any disruption to the education of our children, the future of our country.
Meanwhile, the minister also announced that the review of the education regulations of 1980 is far advanced and, when complete, will address matters which have a direct or indirect impact on students' success. He also noted that the ministry has already started to roll out examination preparation strategies for students and parents as part of plans to replace the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT, with a primary exit profile. The National Works Agency, NWA, is urging motorists to proceed with extreme caution when traveling through northeastern parishes affected by recent heavy rains. Persistent showers in St. Anne, Portland, and St. Mary have resulted in landslides and flooding. Senior Communications Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson, says the agency continues cleanup activities despite recurring landslides.
What we find happening is that as we clean a lot of the roadways off debris and material from the landslides keep occurring. They're recurring because even though the rain has subsided at a number of these locations, the embankment is saturated. It is still wet and it is coming down as we clean.
Ms. Lawson adds that the NWA is still assessing the road from Rio Grande to Coffey's Head in Portland as it's currently impassable. Motorists are also urged to proceed with caution on the Limehall Road in St. Anne and on Junction Road in St. Mary due to a perennial depression at Chovy. Meanwhile, Ms. Lawson says several roadways in St. Catherine affected by recent rains have been reopened. She notes that the Troja to Sports Park Road, which was completely blocked, has been reopened to single-lane traffic. The government is to undertake infrastructural and other sustainable development activities in a Kampong St. Elizabeth as part of long-term plans to have the area submitted for inscription as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Culture Minister Olivia Grange made the announcement on Saturday while speaking at the Kampong Maroon Festival to mark the 280th anniversary of the signing of a peace treaty between the Kampong Maroons and the British government.
We must adopt policies and programs to engage economic value from all our activities and our assets. And so, I am prepared to play my part.
She adds that the minister will be dispatching personnel to provide training and other forms of aid to the community. Minister Grange also pledged to help make the annual January 6 celebrations bigger and better in 2019 with the help of the St. Elizabeth Municipal Corporation. The day's activities are held each year to recognize the anniversary of the birth of Maroon leader Kodjo and the 1738 peace treaty with the British in exchange for full freedom and land. And residents of Western Jamaica will now have easier access to the services of the Public Defender with the recent opening of a regional office in Montego Bay, St. James. The office will serve the parishes of Hanover, Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney, and St. James, and is located at Shop 18, St. Claver Avenue in the parish. Public Defender Arlene Harrison-Henry has reassured the citizens that the office will continue to protect and enforce the rights of all Jamaicans and ensure equal access to justice. It's expected that the office will boost efforts to broaden the scope of justice services in Western Jamaica and enhance the justice system. The public defender is empowered to investigate any action taken by any state authority in exercise of its administrative functions, which results in injustice to or infringes on the constitutional rights of any person or group. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.